哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书第九章的信息。
We continue to share and study the message from the book of Daniel chapter 9.
那但以理书第九章呢，是但以理所看见的第三个异象。
Chapter 9 in the book of Daniel talks about the third vision that Daniel saw.
还记得吗？从七章开始到十二章，这几章全部都叫做异象篇，都是看异象的。
And from chapter 7 to 12, these are all the chapters regarding the visions that he saw.
那神是用四个异象来启示末后的事。
The Lord God made use of four visions to reveal to him regarding matters of the end time.
第七章是不是四大巨兽的异象？
Chapter 7 talks about the vision of the four great beasts.
那第八章就是公绵羊与公山羊的异象。
Chapter 8 talks about a vision of the ram and the male goat.
那在这个羊的异象当中，又延伸出小角的异象，叫做2300日的异象。
And out of this vision of the ram and the goat, there is also an elaboration with a vision of the 2,300 days.
那么第九章呢是什么意象呢？
What about the vision in chapter 9?
第九章的就是七十个七的意象。
Chapter 9 is the vision of the 77.
那么这一章里面有两个信息，两个重点。
There are two important central messages.
要分开来讲。
You must divide them.
第一个重点就是但以理为耶路撒冷悔罪祷告的这个重点。
The first central message is Daniel's prayer for repentance on behalf of the people of Israel.
那第二个重点就是七十个七的异象的讲解。
And the second vision being the vision of the 77s.
那两千三百日的异象啊，是 这段时间是象征神的选民、神的殿、神的国受逼迫害遭难的日子。
The vision of the 2,300 days is the vision regarding the tribulation, persecution upon the kingdom of God, the children of God.
那这段时期，耶利米先知称它为雅各遭难的日子。
This is also a period of time where Prophet Jeremiah named as the days of trouble on the household of Job.
那虽然在遭受迫害的时期，可是时候满足，它就必定会停止。
Although these are the days of trouble upon the household, but when it comes to the full measure of these days, it will finish.
那这个异象2300日的异象中，是但以理听见两位天使在交谈，他知道了四件事情。
And this vision of the 2300 days is from the conversation that Daniel overheard from these two angels.
第一件事，
the first matter,
就是献祭的事将被废除。
Is that these daily sacrifices would have been desecrated.
那神的真理被抛到地上被践踏。
And that the word and the truth of God would have been trampled.
这第一件事。
That's the first matter.
第二件事就是罪过呢，罪恶要被建立起来。
And the second matter being the sin would be built up.
特别是在神的殿中建立偶像，偶像在神的殿中被建立，神的殿成了偶像的窝了。
That especially refers to that idolatry would have been built up or erected in the household of God, in the temple of God.
那第三件事，
the third matter,
圣殿被污秽、被践踏、被毁坏，这是第三件事。
The sanctuary or the holy temple would be desecrated, defiled, and destroyed.
那第四件事是什么呢？
What's the fourth matter?
还记得吗？
Do you remember?
就是神的选民要被蹂躏，要被折磨，神的百姓要被折磨。
That the elect of God would be put to torment and suffering.
那所以这两千三百日的异象就直接的针对神的国、神的殿、神的民，来对付的。
This vision of the 2,300 days is directly targeting the kingdom of God, the children of God, and the people of God.
那是关乎到我们真耶稣教会的，也关乎到你跟我的。
That directly relates to the True Jesus Church and you and I.
但是呢，我看到的呢，这2300日的异象，根本就是自介是对付神，亵渎天上的真神。自介就是对付神。
What I can see from this vision of the 2300 days is directly opposing the Lord God in heaven.
所以主耶稣在马太福音书24:15说，他要我们留意但以理书中所说的这件事，这个小角的事。
Which is the reason why the Lord Jesus himself in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24 verse 15 tells us to especially take note of what Daniel the prophet has prophesied.
好，我们看九章的，我们读九章一节到二节。
And we turn back to Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 to verse 2. Verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
那从第一节我们就可以知道但以理看这个异象跟得启示的时间。
From verse 1, we can already learn about the time point where Daniel was revealed this vision.
这时间很重要哦。
This time point is very important.
那这是在主前538年但以理被掳到巴比伦后的67年。他被掳到巴比伦 到现在第一节这里哦。已经经过了67年。
And that is 67 years after Daniel was exiled to Babylon since the 538 BC.
他被掳到巴比伦已经68年了。
About
67年了。
7 years after he was exiled to Babylon.
67,
67.
67. 那大约还剩下三年了，大概了。还剩下三年就满70年。
And that was about three more years ago before it reached 70 years.
请注意，当他看这个异象的时候呢，还剩下三年就满70年，你要知道他这个重大的意义跟他的重要性。
Now you have to take note of how important it is that he was coming three more years to go before he reached this span of 70 years and how important it is to this vision.
那么第一节这里说的大力乌王呢，就是五章三十一节毁灭巴比伦国的那位大力乌王是同一个人。
And this King Darius mentioned here is that same king who is mentioned in chapter 5 verse 31 who destroyed Babylon.
那么也是六章一节那个大力乌上当了把被骗了把大力丢到狮子坑的那个大力乌也是同一个人。
He is also the same King Darius who fell into the trap by the governors who sent Daniel into the lion's den.
那请注意这里说的亚哈水鲁王的儿子啊，这里说的亚哈水鲁王并不是以斯帖的丈夫，知道吗？跟那个以斯帖就是完全没有关系的。
And also take note that this son of Ahasuerus, this has nothing to do with the husband of Esther.
因为以斯帖的故事哦，是发生在这一章的五十年后，但以理过后的五十年后才发生的以斯帖记。
Because the story of Esther only comes 50 years after the story of Daniel.
有时我们看到那些王的名字一样，我们把它搞混去，时间上哦，就把它搞混去了。
Sometimes you might be confused because they bear the same names.
那第二节
，verse 2，
但以理从耶利米书得知到神的话啊，神的话，神的应许。
From the book of Jeremiah, Daniel learned of the word of the Lord God.
那神的话第二节，我就在他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米。从圣经，从书上书简上得知到神的应许。
From all these books or all the scriptures, that Daniel learned about the promise of God.
那从这里看到但以理他在看旧约的书简哦，他正在看这个。耶利米书啊。
And this shows us that Daniel also was reading the scriptures of the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah.
当时不像我们今天这么方便的。
It wasn't so convenient like we have today.
也不是到处都有抄写的这种圣经经卷哦，那是很宝贵的。如果你有一卷，你得到一卷或者得到几章，已经是很宝贵、很宝贵的。
Surely we don't have so many photocopy or so-called copies of the manuscripts of the scrolls, and it was very precious.
神的话在哪里？
Where were the words of God?
神的话就在圣经里，在书简上，在这个圣经里。
The words of God lie in the scrolls of the scriptures.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音六章三十九节这样勉励我们。
And the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 39 tells us.
勉励我们
，encourages us，
要我们查考圣经
，that we should read the Bible。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为耶稣说，因为圣经内中有永生，里面有永生，有永远的生命。
Because in the Bible, it is in the there is the life of God, eternal life。
这是第一点。
That's the first point。
那第二点呢？为什么要查考圣经呢
？What's the second point about why we have to read the Bible？
耶稣说，因为给我做见证的就是这个圣经，这个神的话。
The reason why we have to search the scriptures is because Jesus said that it is the Bible that testifies.
所以今天我们要从哪里去听到神的话呢？
From where should we hear the words of God?
我们要从哪里去看到神的话呢？
From where can we see the word of God?
我们要从哪里去寻找神的话呢？
From where can we find the words of God?
就是在圣经里啊。
In the Bible.
所以但以理也是一样啊，在旧约的时候，他也是从圣经啊，当时的那个耶利米书啊，看到神的话，听见神的话。寻找到神的话，就是在圣经里啊。
The same applied to Daniel back in his days, where he was also searching the scriptures, the scrolls of the word of God from the scrolls of Prophet Jeremiah.
当然那时并没有圣经，不叫做圣经哦。
It wasn't called the Bible back then.
还没有编排好。
It wasn't been canonized yet.
这里给我们很重要的启示啊。
And here it tells us a very important revelation.
但以理是借着读圣经来明白神的话。
It was through reading the scriptures of God that he understood God's words.
也借着读圣经来看到了明白了神对耶路撒冷显明的旨意，还有对耶路撒冷的应许。
It was also through reading the Bible that he understood the promise of the Lord God upon the elect of Israel.
你怎么知道神的旨意啊？
How do you know the will of God?
你怎么知道神应许给我们什么？你怎么知道呀？
How do you know about the promise of God?
读圣经咯。
You read the Bible.
但以理就是从圣经上知道这两件事呀。
And that's how Daniel learned of these two matters from the Bible.
请问神对耶路撒冷的旨意是什么？
What was the will of God upon Jerusalem?
那神对耶路撒冷的应许 promise 又是什么？
What is the promise of God upon Jerusalem?
神对耶路撒冷的旨意原来就是要让耶路撒冷荒凉。
The will of God upon Jerusalem is for Jerusalem to be desolate.
有没有搞错呀？传道，你有讲得太快了没有？
And preacher, are you sure about that?
我再重复一次。
Let me repeat.
但以理好，他从耶利米书知道了神的旨意就是要耶路撒冷荒凉。
From the scrolls of Jeremiah, Daniel learned that the will of God is for Jerusalem to be laid desolate.
我们没有搞错。
We are not mistaken.
我们也没有听错。
We did not hear that wrong.
就是要耶路撒冷荒凉。
It's for Jerusalem to lay bare and desolate.
而且荒凉几久呢？
For how long?
这第二节说，让耶路撒冷荒凉70年啊。
Verse 2 tells us to be desolate for 70 years.
不是荒凉7个礼拜啊。
Not 7 weeks.
也不是7个月啊。
Not 7 months.
也不是荒凉7年啊。
But 7 years. Not 7 years.
这荒凉70年这么长的时间。
But 70 years.
请注意，这个就是神的旨意啊。
Take note that this is the will of God.
啊，你怎么知道啊？你不要乱讲呀！神哪里有可能会这样呢
？How is that possible that God's will was like this?
先知书就是这样记载的，就是这样清清楚楚的记录下来的。
It is recorded very clearly in the scrolls of the prophets.
那神的应许又是什么呢
？Then what was the promise?
神的应许就是满了70年过后呢？就要带他们回耶路啊，这释放他们回耶路撒冷。
The promise of God is that after these 70 years have been accomplished, then they will be brought back to Jerusalem.
原来这个就是神对耶路撒冷的旨意，跟耶路撒冷的应许。
And turn out this is the will and also the promise of God upon Jerusalem.
那同时，但以理从耶利米书又得知到什么东西呢？除了这两件事，神的旨意跟神的应许之后，他还从耶利米书知道了什么东西
？From the book of Jeremiah, what else did Daniel learn aside from these two matters?
他从耶利米书得知到四件事。
There were four matters.
有关到以色列民的。
Regarding the people of Israel.
从耶利米书他知道神为什么要让耶路撒冷荒凉70年。
From the book of Jeremiah, he learned why the Lord God had to cause Jerusalem to be desolate for 70 years. Firstly.
他得知到被掳到巴比伦是因为选民不肯离开恶道。
He learned that the reason why they were exiled to Babylon was because the elect of God denied the word of God.
第二件事。
Secondly,
从书上得知到神把选民交付到巴比伦的手中。
It was from the book of Jeremiah that he understood that God handed Israel or the elect of God into the hands of Babylon.
那目的是要管教以色列民，管教选民。
The reason being to chastise the people of God.
目的是要叫他们悔改，然后归回寻求真神。
The reason is that for them to repent and return to the true God.
如果他们还住在耶路撒冷
，if they continue to stay in Jerusalem.
如果家还在，家园还在
，if their homes are still around.
圣殿还在
，and the holy temple is still around.
他们不会悔改的啦。
They will not repent.
了一下，管教了一下，生病了一下，又家还好好的，圣殿好好的，全部都好好的，国家也好好的，悔改什么呀？还不是一样，悔改了还是一样呀。
You may beat them up and you may cause them to be sick for a while, but their homes are still around. After they repent, they will still go back to their old ways. They will not really repent.
神为了要他们真正悔改啊，彻底的悔改。
But the Lord God wanted them to completely, truly repent.
把他们所有的一切拆毁掉，摧毁掉，摧毁得干干净净，家也没有了，国家也没有了，圣殿也没有了，什么都没有，是这样的情形。
He shattered everything that they had, their home, their country, and their holy temple.
不然他们是不会悔改的啦。
Otherwise, they wouldn't repent.
好像我们今天呢，你管教下，你打一下，我钱还是很多啊，我银行还有生意还是很好啊。管教什么
？Today，
我明天又去 vet 了，我明天又我生病好了，我又来了。
Would God chastise you？
全部都样样都有，样样都还存在。
And how effective would that be if you still have your bank account, you still have a lot of money, you have a house or a car to go to？
最多就是嘴巴讲了，原谅我了，我知错了，最多是嘴巴讲而已了。
And most you can just ask God to verbally to say forgive me。
所以，我们怎么知道这件事情
？How do we know that？
就是但以理从书上得知到。神就是因为要管教他们，让他们彻底悔改，真正的悔改才这样做的。
That's Daniel learning from the scriptures of Jeremiah that it was the will of God for them to truly repent.
好，第三件事。
Third matter.
他又从耶利米书得知道，因为巴比伦过分的恶待选民，对待选民过分的恶待他。
Of Jeremiah, he also learned that Babylon mistreated them or abused them too much.
所以当神的选民从管教中学到功课以后，神就要回头惩罚巴比伦。
It is until that the elect of God has finally learned their lesson or finished their homework in Babylon that God would send them to return.
虽然神借着巴比伦的手来管教以色列，可是你行义过分，你行恶过分，你的手法过分。神不放过你的，神还是要一样要惩罚你的。你以为你惩罚神的百姓可以随便的呀？
Now,
可以乱来惩罚他的呀
？Although the Lord God did allow Babylon to chastise his children, his people on his behalf, but as soon as their wicked ways against the children of God become too much, the Lord God will still take them back.
怎么知道呢
？How do you know that？
耶利米已经有预言了，神一定会管教巴比伦了。耶利米已经有预言了。
By the prophecy of Jeremiah that the Lord God will chastise Babylon.
第四件事
，Fourth matter.
从书上得知，满了七十年后，选民可以回国重建圣殿。
As soon as the 70 years of the time has been full, the elect would return to the land and rebuild the temple.
这在当时来讲是一个大喜的信息，是一个大福音、大消息、大好消息。
In their time, this is the greatest tiding, greatest news.
也在当时来讲也是不可能的。
And it was impossible.
但是就是让他们在绝望中、痛苦中有了一个盼望，存着一个回国的盼望。回家的那个盼望。
However, in their lowest despair, they still hold on to this hope to return to their king, nation.
但是很多人都不知道到几久才可以回去，很多人不知道。
But they do not know until when should they return.
除非你有读圣经。
Unless they read the scriptures.
除非你还记得耶利米先知当时讲的话，你还不要存在心里。除非。
Unless they remember the words of Jeremiah in their time when he prophesied that.
不然没有人知道是七十年了。
Otherwise, no one knew that it would last for 70 years.
可能被掳去的那些都死光了，都死掉了。
Perhaps
新的一代从巴比伦出生，他怎么会知道呢
？Those who remembered would have been the past generation that already died in Babylon.
所以我们就要回到圣经里面去。
We have to return to the Bible.
虽然前辈们已经死了，长辈们已经不在了。可是神的话在圣经里面，我们还是可以看到的。神的应许，神给我们的承诺，我们还是可以看到的，
Although,
还是可以知道的。
Our elders or our older generation have passed on, but we still can refer back to the word of God from the Bible.
但以理就是从耶利米书上全知道这些事情、啊、
That's exactly how Daniel found out from the book of Jeremiah.
那刚才我们所讲的这些事情、啊、全部内容记录在耶利米书二十五章。
And all that we have just mentioned is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 25.
来看一下耶利米书二十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 25.
它的内容是一节到十二节。
Its content lies in verses 1 to 12.
啊，时间关系，我们讲，我们来看第三节就。
Verse 3.
第三节，请注意啊。
Take note on verse 3.
啊，耶和华的话临到我，我也对他们传说，就是从早起来传说，只是你们没有听从。
Now the word of God has arrived, has come to me, and have spoken to you rising early, but you have not listened.
耶利米先知一开口就说：“耶和华的话常常临到我身上。”
Jeremiah said that the word of God has come to him.
然后呢，我也常常对你们说，神一 神跟我说，我就跟你们说，我常常都跟你们说。
As soon as he speaks to me, I have spoken to you.
而且我从早清早起来，我就传讲神的话了。
And I've started speaking to you rising early in the morning.
不是到下午才传给你们听啊。
I don't only tell the message in the afternoon.
也不是到傍晚晚上了才讲给你们听啊。
Nor did I tell the message in the evening.
我常常这样传讲神的话。
I always spread the message like
this. 那神的话也常常对我说。
And the word of God always comes to me.
只是你们没有听从。
But you have not listened.
看到了吗？
Can you see?
你注意看哦，这个你们没有听从哦，在这个一节到十二节里面，一共出现五次啊，你自己去算着看，算算看。
You can count it yourself. This phrase, you have not listened, from verses 1 to 12.
你们没有听从。
You have not listened. There were five records.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华也从早起来，就差遣他的众仆人、众先知到你们这里来，只是你们没有听从，有没有？
The Lord sent sent his prophets rising early and sending them to you, but you have not listened.
然后也没有侧耳而听。
Nor did you incline your ear to hear.
这有什么差别吗？
Is there any difference?
第一，只是你们没有听从，就是说简直没有听。
You did not listen.
反正没听。
You did not hear.
没，第二个，没有侧耳而听，就是说虽然坐在这里，好像有听，其实是没有听。
You did.
好像有听，但是没有用心听。
Nor do you incline your ear to hear, although you are seated right here as though you are listening, but you are actually not listening.
Yeah, 第七节。
Verse 7.
然而你们没有听从我，第三次。
You have not listened to me the third time.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第八节。
Verse 8.
所以万军之耶和华说，因为你们没有听从我的话，就一直重复的，看到没有？一直重复的，没有听从，没有听从。
You have not heard my words. You have not listened to me. This has been repeated.
不是神不要跟我们说话。
Not that God doesn't want to speak to us.
甚至我从早起来就差仆人跟你们讲话了。
Rising,
早一早就差仆人跟你们讲话。
Rising early in the morning, God has already sent workers to speak to us.
所以今天真耶稣教会的信徒啊，你不要说你不懂道理。
Therefore, members,
你没有资格说你不懂道理。
Of the true Jesus Church, you have no right to say that you don't understand the word of God.
主耶稣从早起来，从1917年圣灵降临。建立真教会到今天，都差派多少先知仆人跟我们传讲真理，传讲得救的福音。
The Lord God rising.
你说你不知道呀？你不会呀？
Rising early in the morning since the year 1917, God sent His prophets, His ministers and preachers to speak the word of God to us. Can you say that you don't understand?
又不只是说只是讲道理哦，还有异象啊。还有见证啊，还有神迹奇事啊，很多这些恩典，很多这些见证来巩固我们的信仰。
Not only has the word of God come to us, but we also see a lot of miracles and testimonies to strengthen our faith.
然后神很伤痛的说，然而你们没有听。
But with sadness, the Lord God said that you have not listened.
在第四节的这下半段说，有一些有听，但是没有侧耳听，没有专心听。
Now the latter portion of verse 4 says that some of you may have been listening, but you did not incline your ear.
所以今天在教会里面的听到的信徒有三种情况。
There will be three scenarios with people listening to the word of God in the church.
没有听的啦，他不管你讲什么，他没有听。
The first guy in the church, they completely don't listen.
第二种是虽然有听，但没有侧耳而听。
The second type, although they may listen, but they don't incline their ears to listen.
这里听，那边出了。
Yeah, one ear in, one ear out.
再问他刚才传道在讲什么，不知道，不懂他在讲什么。
You ask them,
讲一大堆，我听到他在骂人罢了，什么都听不到。
What do you hear from a preacher's sermon just now? I didn't hear anything. He was just scolding
people. 可是你有来听啊。
But you were there.
但是这里说的没有侧耳而听。
As spoken here, you did not incline your ear to hear.
到后来还是空的，没有。
Eventually, it was empty.
第三种信徒。
Third type.
用心听。
They hear with their heart.
真的有听道理。
They hear truly.
他把道理听了就放在心里。
They put the word of God.
带着道理回家去。
And they bring home the word of God.
这个是从耶利米书看到为什么选民被掳到巴比伦的情形呢？
This is the reason that we can see from the book of Jeremiah why the Israel were exiled to Babylon.
那看这个十二节
，verse 12。
70年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦，是吗？神要回来管教巴比伦。
When 70 years are completed, then God will punish the king of Babylon.
那么应许要回国的，请看耶利米书29章。
On the promise of their return, we turn to Jeremiah chapter 19.
29啊。
29, sorry.
十节到十四节。
Verse 10 to verse 14.
好，请念。
Verse 10, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Verse 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. 14, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
好，那我们读但以理书九章的时候，就可以对照耶利米书先知所预言的、所传讲的来对照一下。来补充一下。
When we read the book of Daniel chapter 9, we can make reference to Jeremiah in terms of this prophecy.
那现在但以理回到但以理书九章二节。
We turn back to Daniel chapter 9 verse 2.
那得知年数七十年为满，现在已经是六十七年了，已经经过了六十七年，还剩下三年了。
Now it was around 67 years, three more years before 70 years was full.
为什么我一直重复这一点？
Why am I repeating this?
如果是你，你也会紧张啦。
If you were you, you must be anxious already.
你突然间发现到这个奥秘啊，这个大信息、大盼望、大希望，然后这个奥秘被解开了，原来是七十年，原来是七十年。
Because you suddenly realize this is a great mystery and this great news and tiding, it was 70 years.
而且七十年现在已经六十七年了，还剩下三年而已，那时间不很快了。
It is only three more years to go before it's 70 years, and time is really flying fast.
所以我相信但以理这时看到心情是很激动的，非常激动的。
I believe that Daniel was feeling very excited at this moment.
终于可以回国，再忍耐多两三年，可以回国了，可以回家了。
Two to three more years to go before they can finally return home.
可以重新建造我们的神的圣殿啊，来敬拜真神啊。
And to finally rebuild the temple of God to worship the true God.
这是个大消息啊，大福音啊，大盼望。
This is such a great news, such a great hope.
所以他心情很激动啊。
Therefore, he was extremely excited.
得知以后，你看他第三节，他第一件事做什么
？Verse three, what did he do?
我便进士祷告啊。
Then he fasted and prayed.
一听一看到这个消息，一得知到这个神的应许还剩下三年就成全，赶快准备祷告啊，进食祷告。
Now that it was only three years away from the promise of God, and he immediately fasted and prayed.
那他的祷告是从三节到二十节，很长哦。
His prayer is very long, from verse 3 to 20.
我们有时间自己可以慢慢读了，去体会他祷告的内容，他是怎么样祷告的。
Please take your time to read this, his prayer and his content.
所以我们来学习他的祷告。
We learn from his prayer.
叫做悔罪的代祷，认罪悔改的代祷。
This intercessory prayer of repentance.
为耶路撒冷祷告。
He interceded for Israel.
为以色列民祷告。
He prayed on behalf of Israel.
为耶路撒冷来认罪。
He repented for Jerusalem.
也为以色列民来认罪。
He also repented for the people of Israel.
甚至也为自己来认罪。
He also repented for himself.
好，那所以叫做悔罪的代祷。
That's the intercessory prayer of repentance.
第一，他的祷告是怎么样开始的？他的背景。
And what, how did this prayer start?
就是得知神的旨意跟神的应许后，马上进入祷告。
That's immediately after learning about the mystery and the promise of the Lord God.
那因为还有不多的时间，就已经可以满足了神的管教，满足了神的旨意，满足了神的心啊。还有两三年就满足了神的管教了。
Because not long after this, then there will be the 70 years of chastisements from God would be full.
好，那第二个，但以理的祷告的精神跟祷告的态度，第三节。
On verse 3 regarding the spirit of Daniel in prayer.
他是进士的。
He fasted.
然后披麻蒙灰的。
And then he put on sackcloth and ashes.
然后定义向主神祷告恳求的。
He was most determined to make requests by prayer and supplication.
定义就是非常专一的、专心的在祷告。
And this supplication would mean that he was completely determined.
而且是没有资格而且他的装扮、祷告的精神态度呢，就是一个他的打扮、他的装扮、他的态度，就是一种好像一个罪人在向神祷告。好像一个罪人在悔改，在认罪，没有穿到漂漂亮亮，没有穿到什么名牌衣啊，打领带这样来祷告，没有。
Now the way that he prayed was with the appearance and the hope and the attitude of a sinner, and he did not wear and adorn himself beautifully, but he was dressed this way.
跟不像我们的金丝祷告还穿大衣哦。
Now, during our fasting services, we even put on a suit and a robe to pray.
但你说传道，神不是看我们的外表，看我们的心吗？
But of course, preacher, God is looking at our heart, not our attire.
但既然你说是禁食祷告，那你就跟你的外表就跟你的心一致吧。好像但以理啊，他既然是禁食祷告、悔改、认罪祷告，就披麻蒙灰啊。那个就是一种悔改的表现，那种展现来的。
Since you are already dedicating your time to fast and pray, and shouldn't you also emulate from Daniel that he was dressed in a sackcloth and ashes to look really humble and to be repentful?
所以我们中期教会哦，在这个推行这个禁食祷告是好的事情。
For the Central Region Church to drive this fasting and prayer service is good.
但是那个目标，我们不要偏差。你为了什么？
But the objective of this.
哇，大家来敬事，哇，大家来搞到很轰动，搞到很属灵，搞到大家很爱神、很认真。那目标是什么？那目的是什么？
But the objective.
其实就是认罪悔改才是最禁止祷告最大的精神。Of
this fasting and prayer service is nothing more than to repent for your sins and pray to God.
不是因为这个啦，因为那个啦，因为这个求圣灵呢，不是。It's
not all.
是认罪悔改，所以我在讲道的时候呢，有时候会排。 安排我去讲道，我一直强调要认罪悔改，真正的认罪，自己有罪啊，长子有罪啊，长老有罪啊，传道有罪啊，执事有罪啊，CMC有罪啊，弟兄姐妹有罪啊，是这样来祷告的，这样的禁食祷告才有意义啊，不然你禁食什么
？Our fasting and our prayer should be only to repent for the sins of our people, of our ministers, our preachers, and our elders, but not for any other special circumstances.
因为圣经告诉我们，求圣灵不是用禁食祷告来求的，不用禁食祷告来求的。你认真就迫切求，神就会给你的。禁食祷告是悔改的重点。The
Bible
认罪的意思
already revealed to us that by praying for the Holy Spirit, we don't need to go through fasting and prayer because fasting is to help us to repent.
但是我知道我这样的讲道，有谁会听呢？有几个人会接受呢？
But how many of us can accept this?
但是没关系，反正我们就已经这样来讲解了，这样来教导。But
it's okay since we have already started this.
再来，那他的祷，丹尼的祷告是认罪悔改的祷告。The
prayer of Daniel is one of repentance.
请注意，先认罪，然后呢才会确实的悔改。He
first confessed and he repented.
你如果不先认罪，你是不会真实悔改的啦。If
you don't,
因为你都没有认罪。
First, confess and admit to your sins, then you wouldn't repent.
只是一直求这个，求这个，要这个，要那个，要看到神的神迹，要看到神的荣耀，看到神怎么样，兴旺正功。没有认罪，但是就要看得到，先看到神的荣耀。没有认罪，却要先看到神的荣耀。
And all that you're doing in your prayer is to pray for the good things to happen, for all the to demand or to insist on things to happen and to see the glory of God, but you are not repenting.
就像今天的情形啊，教会的情形，只一昧的求啊求啊，但是没有悔改。
Just as what we are seeing in the church right now, we are all insisting.
也没有认为自己有罪。
We don't think we are sinful.
没有悔改，是因为你没有真正的认罪，也没有觉得自己有罪，所以就不用悔改了。
Now that you don't want to repent because you don't feel that you have sinned and you don't confess.
但以理的祷告你注意哦，先认罪，然后才悔改，才讲悔改，你知道吗？
Take very close notice that Daniel made confession first and then he repented.
再来，他的祷告是尽是刻苦己心的。
And his prayer was one which is deep to the bone.
那个刻苦己心的祷告的重点就是以神的国、神的事、神的名、神的殿为重担、为负担。
And his burden of his prayer was regarding the household of God, the temple of God, and the kingdom of God.
这一切都担在他的身上，他的肩膀上。He
shouldered all this as his burdens.
那么再来，他的祷告是定义向神的祷告。This
prayer was one that is resolute towards God.
定义的原文就是专一、专注、专心。And
this word resolute also means that he was completely resolved and determined and focused.
也有对准目标。 确定目标，对准目标来祷告。And
he has a clear goal to pray towards to.
那个目标的，他的目标就是真神，向神祷告，向神认罪。
His goal is to pray towards a God and ask for repentance.
那这种和这种对准目标的祷告呢，没有分心，也不能分心。
Pray for repentance, and this kind of prayer should not be distracted. Must be completely
focused. 为什么不能分心呢？
Why must he not
be distracted? 因为他专注在神的身上，他已经全心全意了，所以他不能分心，也不会分心的。
Because he has full attention and focus on God, and he cannot be distracted.
再来，他的祷告是认识神公义的祷告。
His prayer was one that recognizes the righteousness of God.
这是从第七节跟十四节可以看到。
From verse 7 to verse 14.
因为神的公义。
It was because of the righteousness of God.
被赶啊，被审判啊，被神管教啊，是因为我们罪有应得啊，是。罪有应得，因为有罪，所以被神这样管教。
Why they were exiled, why they were taken captive, was because of their own sins.
不是说神啊，你为什么这样管教我？神啊，你为什么这样没有祝福我？神啊，你为什么让我得到这种病毒啊？
Not that we accuse God of why do you cause all these calamities upon me and why do you cause me to be exiled?
我们今天祷告是这样问神的，知道吗？
But this is exactly how we question God today.
但是你的祷告不是，因为神你是公义的，我们这样中病毒啦，我们这样中什么癌症啦，我们这样遭受到灾难呢？因为你是公义的，因为我们有罪，所以我们得到这些是应该的。
The prayer of Daniel,
我们是应当的，因为神你在管教我们。
Was towards the righteousness of God, and it was because of God's righteousness that I am suffering diseases, viruses, and also calamities.
你不信，你读第七节啊。
You read verse 7.
整个内容就是在讲这样啊。
All this is discontent.
主啊，你是公义的，我们脸上是蒙羞的，因为我们呢、啊，我们都得罪你了，我们什么哔哩吧啦哔哩吧，是吗？
Righteousness belongs to you.
我们得罪你了，我们有罪了。
It was because of our shame, our own sin.
你这样做是因为你的公义。
You are doing this for your own righteousness.
所以在祷告中啊，认识真神的公义。
Therefore, in our prayer, we must recognize the righteousness of God.
不用解释这么多。
Don't explain too much.
我有罪了。
That I have sinned.
我想这样的进式祷告，让神会得到更满足，更满足神的心意。
I believe.
更满足神的公义。
That if you're fasting and prayer is in this way, then this will fulfill the heart of God.
然后呢，他的祷告，进食祷告呢，是认识神的慈爱跟怜悯。
His fasting and prayer is one that recognizes the mercy and compassion of God.
这是从第十四节跟第九节看到。
This is from verse 9 and to verse 14.
但是很可惜，显明却在神的恩典中、慈爱当中来堕落来犯罪。
But very pitifully, the elect of God has fallen even amidst the mercy and forgiveness of God.
但是犯罪过后呢，又没有向神悔改认罪。
And after they rebelled against God, they sinned. They do not repent.
看十三节
，verse 13.
这一切灾祸临到我们身上，是照摩西律法上所写的。我们这样遭受到患难哦，管教，照神的律法写的啊，没有错呀。摩西的律法本来就这样讲啊，你不遵守神的律法，灾难就临到，管教就临到啊。
It's already written in the law of Moses that all this disaster will come upon us because we have sinned this way.
但是呢，这样的情况，灾难临到过后呢，我们却没有求问耶和华，没有求神啊。
And yet, after we have experienced
没有求神的恩典啊。
This disaster, we did not make our prayer before God for His forgiveness.
犯罪过后，得罪神后，没有回来在神的面前祷告悔改。
Meaning to say that after you have sinned, you did not return to God to pray for repentance in repentance.
第六点。
Sixthly,
但以理的祷告是为神的名、神的荣耀祷告的。
The prayer of Daniel is for the sake of the name of God.
这个是在十八节跟十九节。
Verse 18 to verse 19.
因为你的名啊，因为你的荣耀。
It was because of your name and your glory.
所以祷告不要一直在考虑到自己，不要一直在想到自己。
And stop considering only for yourself in your prayer.
特别是在禁食祷告。
Especially in a fasting prayer.
如果考虑到自己，就是考虑到自己的罪，考虑到自己的软弱，考虑到自己得罪真神。考虑到自己爱主不够，贪爱世界。如果有考虑，就是考虑这些。
If you need to consider about yourself, you have to consider about how you have loved the world, how you have fallen short of God's glory, and how you have sinned.
那过后呢，就是要考虑到提到神的名，考虑到神的荣耀、神的旨意、神的工作、神的救赎、神的福音，就要考虑这些。
And then all you have to consider would be the glory of God, would be the will of God, the things that you ought to do for the sake of God.
这个是十八节到十九节。教导我们的，但你的祷告是考虑到神的名、神的荣耀来祈祷的。
And that is recorded in verse 18 to verse 19 about the prayer of Daniel in terms of what he would consider in his prayer.
再来第七个榜样
，the seventh example.
但你的祷告是配合神的话，就是圣经来祷告的。
The prayer of Daniel is one that is in line to the word of God.
那是在第二节啊
，in verse 2.
他看到了这个耶利米先知哈神的话过后，他就配合神的允许，配合神的管教。配合圣经所讲的那些事，向神祷告。
After he has learned from the scrolls of the prophet Jeremiah, he has made himself a subservient and also follow the word of God and the will of God.
结果他这样认真的悔改好祷告呢？结果是什么呢？
And what was the outcome of his sincere and earnest prayer?
结果我们看21节。
You look at verse 21.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速飞来，也在献晚祭的时候按手在我身上。他这样这虔诚的祷告，认罪的祷告，蒙神垂听，蒙神悦纳。
When he was speaking his prayer in this way, his prayer was heard by God.
神不单只派天使给他，还叫天使加添力量给他，给他按手。
Not only did God send his angel, he also asked the angel to lay hands upon him to add strength upon him.
不单只加添力量给他，还加添智慧给他，多一样的智慧给他。
Not only to add strength upon him, but also to give him wisdom.
但你什么时候蒙神悦纳？
When did Daniel receive a pleasure of God?
他说我正在祷告的时候。
It was when he was praying.
正在祷告的时候蒙神悦纳。
When he was speaking in his prayer, he pleased the Lord God.
他什么时候蒙神赐力量？
And when did he receive strength from God?
正在祷告的时候得到力量。
It is during his prayer that he received strength.
他什么时候蒙神赐他聪明智慧？
When did he receive wisdom from God?
这里说他正在祷告的时候。
It was when he was praying.
神就给他力量，给他智慧。
The Lord grant him wisdom.
所以正在祷告的时候，我们应该会有所收获的。应该会从神那边得到很多属灵的恩典的。
And therefore, when you are praying, you ought to receive all these harvests and of blessings.
因为但以理的祷告就是他正在祷告的蒙神悦纳，正在祷告的时候蒙天使按手啊，正在祷告的时候蒙神赐智慧啊。
It was in the moment when Daniel was praying that he pleased the Lord God and received strength as well as a wisdom from God.
那最后一段
The last portion.
我要讲到勉励的就是为耶路撒冷祷告，他的祷告就是为耶路撒冷祷告。
His prayer and intercession for Jerusalem.
看16节
Verse 16.
主啊，耶路撒冷是你的圣山。
O Lord, this Jerusalem is your holy mountain.
不是别人的。
Not belonging to others.
不是属世界的。
Not belonging to the world.
是独居的。
But a nation of its own.
是分别出来的。
That is sanctified.
所以耶路撒冷啊，是你的圣山啊，神啊。
Therefore, Jerusalem is your holy mountain.
我们要明白这圣城，这个神的城啊，神的殿啊，是神所爱，是神所建立的，是神所分别出来的。
We must take note and understand that this holy city, this holy temple of God, is one that is loved and built by God.
是神的圣山来的。你来到这里，你不要把污秽带进来。不要把世界的东西带进来，因为这个是神圣洁的山啊，你不要乱来啊。
Now this is a sacred and holy mountain of the Lord God. You ought not bring the impurities and evil from the outside world.
你不要一直嫌那些在公司里面那些 CEO 那些在公司里面那些很有智慧、带领很几段策划，你不是嫌这些人知道吗？你要嫌那些敬畏神的人来管理教会。你这个我们选票的人信徒，你一定要了解这一点。每次选票选那些哇，在公司很高智慧的哇，那些在公司里面是什么什么什么，我们都是在选这些人啊。
Now, if in any election,
并不是说这些人不好，不是说这些人不好，请注意。
In any election, when we vote for some people to be the ministers of the church, we do not apply them the concept of this world where we choose the highest or the wisest corporate leaders.
这些人在公司忙到半死，都是世间的东西，他已经没有什么时间在教会的，就算来聚个会就走了的。不是这样子吗？
And aren't all these
你怎么样请他来管理教会呢？
Corporate leaders who are successful in their career being so busy, and how do you expect them to manage the church?
可是我们就喜欢选这样啊。
But we like to choose them.
这里是圣山啊。
But this is the holy mountain.
不是公司啊。
Not your company.
你要选的应该是那些圣洁在教会里面对神有敬畏的神，对神有奉献的。
And the one
应该是选这些呀。
Ought to vote for is those who are God fearing, who are committed to the church.
为什么今天这样讲？
Why am I saying?
因为你看但以理的祷告。
Look at the prayer of Daniel.
主啊，耶路撒冷是你的圣洁的山来的，不要乱来，不要把世界的东西带进来呀。
Oh Lord, your city Jerusalem is your holy mountain. Do not apply the worldly concepts here.
第二。
Secondly,
主啊，现在耶路撒冷教会就是耶路撒冷被视为的人羞辱，被视为的人讥笑，看到吗？
Now your church, Jerusalem, has been mocked by the people of the world.
大家都笑他，大家都诽谤他，大家都欺负他，看到吗？
And everyone bullies your church and bully your Jerusalem.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this happening?
主啊，因为这些都是因为我们的罪啊，因为我们大家的罪啊。
Oh Lord, it was all because of our own sins.
所以今日后，我们常常怪神不跟我们真耶稣教会同在。
And today we blame God for not being with the true Jewish.
我们怪神不带我们教会彰显荣耀。
We blame God for not showing His glory here.
为什么不像十六节但以理的祷告，不要怪神？怪自己，责备自己。
Shouldn't we stop blaming God and learn from Daniel in verse 16 to blame ourselves?
为什么看不到自己的罪呢？
Why can't you see your own sins?
所以你注意看传，对不起哦，传道讲到的信息，这一路来都一直强调要悔改认罪。
I'm so sorry.
一直都在强调要悔改认罪。
In all my sermons, I've been reprimanding all of us to repent and admit our sins.
天国近了，你们要悔改。主耶稣这句话从开始到今天都没有改变的。
Repent for
你们要悔改。为什么天国近了悔改呀、
啊、？For the kingdom of God is near, and that words of the Lord Jesus never change.
难道只有在洗礼的那段哦，悔改我悔改了，就是当那段时间吗
？You only repent before your baptism.
那你们为什么常常听到传道在讲到在骂人？因为悔改的道理。
Why do you hear?
你听到会在骂人，就是因为悔改的道理才会有这样的感觉。
Scolding you and reprimanding you all the time, it was because of repentance. We need to repent.
可是这种道理呢，是真正让我们的灵魂圣洁的，真正去满足神的圣洁，满足神的心的。
Only this kind of message can truly satisfy the will of God.
这种道理是能够满足圣经的要求啊！你们要像神完全。像天父完全一样，这种道理才会这样。
Only this kind of message and this kind of sermon can truly help us to be perfect like God.
但是但以理说，那耶利米先生说，从早到晚他们都不听啊，这种道理不听啊。
But as Prophet Jeremiah prophesied that from morning to evening they do not listen.
再来为耶路撒冷祷告的内容。
The content of his prayer for Jerusalem.
十八节
，verse 18。
主啊，我们今日能在你的面前祷告祈求。并不是因为我们的义啊，看到吗？十八节
，verse 18 that we are now praying and offering our supplication not because of our deeds，
乃是因为真神你的大怜悯啊
，but because of your great mercy，
我们是靠真神你的怜悯来祷告的呀。
It was by your great mercies that we are able to pray。
今天我们祷告的错误跟祷告的偏差，让我们担忧，让传道很担忧。
Today our errors and our misconception regarding prayer is worrying。
因为我们常常靠着哦，感觉到我们是义人。自以为意的在祷告，所以神要垂听啊，因为我们近视啊，因为我们怎么样怎么样怎么样啊，久而久之变成自己自意了，神一定要听了，因为你很义啊，你很属灵的啦。
We pray to God as though we, with our good works, with our righteous deeds, as though we are demanding God to and with our good works, but we are but not righteous.
但以理说不是的，祷告不是这样的。
But Daniel said, "This is not a way to pray."
他说：“真神啊，主啊，我们能够在你面前祷告，不是因为我们的义，我们做了很多圣功啊，不是呀，
oh,
是因为你怜悯，我们靠着你的怜悯来祷告的呀。”
Now that we are able to pray to you, not because of our righteous deeds, but simply because of your great mercies.
关于这一点，主耶稣大大的责备啊，讲祷告的道理的时候，责备出来。提醒我们责备出来。
When the Lord Jesus was speaking on a sermon of a prayer, he reprimanded us.
主耶稣说这种祷告是绝对错误的，也是让神反感的。
Jesus directly said that it was a wrong prayer.
主耶稣什么时候讲这篇祷告的道理
？When did Jesus say this?
你看路加福音书十八章。
We turn to Gospel of Luke chapter
18. 主耶稣在讲一个法利赛人跟一个罪人进圣殿祷告的那段道理。
The passage about Jesus talking about this Pharisee and a sinner coming to the temple to pray.
那个法利赛人的祷告，如果用今天的角度来看，非常属灵的，非常非常有榜样的。
If you apply worldly standards to see this Pharisee, he was a good example.
就好像我们传道长老知识的祷告这样的，我们又为教会热心啦，我们又为教会讲道理啦，我们又去洗礼啦，我们又为神进士祷告啦，我们又做这个做那个。其实，请注意，你是在祷告还是在做成绩报告？
And
你在向神祷告还是在向神列出你的成绩单呢、啊？
Just like our ministers today, and they bear the exemplary presence of working at a church and being very fervent, fasting and praying. Or are you just doing this to pray or just to write a good report?
其实你如果从今天的角度，我们教会的那种观念来看，法利赛人的祷告那是一流的，那是真的好榜样来的。
Now you're right.
那是真的让我们很感动的祷告呢。你看他所做所讲的，我们不是今天不是这样子吗？做了很多吗？不是这样子吗？
If you simply apply today's standards of how we view a good person or a good minister, then that's exactly how they were viewing this Pharisee who was doing all the exemplary things.
但为什么被主耶稣这边呢？被神反感呢？
But why was he rebuked by the Lord Jesus?
因为他自义了，认为我就是靠这些来向你祷告的，神啊。我今天可以祷告这么大声，祷告这么久，因为我做了很多呀，你知道吗？
That's because of his self-righteousness, and he thought that he had done so much good deeds, and he could pray louder.
那另外一个罪人根本啊，连抬头望天都不敢。一个罪人希望看到神啊，希望求神怜悯，抬头望天，连望天的那种心他都不敢，他觉得自己不配呀、啊。神啊，我真的不配，我连望天我都不配啊。
Compared to a sinner next to him, and he didn't even dare to lift up his head, although he was praying for the forgiveness of God.
然后他远远地站住。
And he stood very far away.
那个心态的问题。
That's all about the attitude.
请注意哦，耶稣讲这篇道理哦，在我们教会今天你看得很普遍了。一个是法利赛人，一个是罪人的祷告。你看哪一个心态在真耶稣教会今天最多呈现的？你注意看。
The sermon of the Lord Jesus about prayer and regarding this Pharisee and the sinner, how much do you see or which do you see more in this church?
我多么希望我们的敬事祷告大会能够像那个罪人这样觉得自己不配，觉得自己很对不起神。
How I truly wish to see is that our prayer session or our prayer service be likened to this sinner.
连抬头望天都不敢，然后远远地站着。
We don't even dare to lift up our heads and we stand afar.
意思是说不配了，用个谦卑的心，认为自己真的有罪了，不是嘴巴讲，我真的认为我有罪啊。
Meaning to say that we are truly unworthy and we are truly full of sins.
好了，大概那还有很多让我们值得学习的为耶路撒冷祷告的内容。
And there are a lot more for us to learn regarding prayer for Jerusalem.
那今天但以理书第九章，这我们就讲这个部分，认罪悔改的这一部分。
We talk about repentance, in our prayer from this passage of Daniel chapter 9.
那么到星期六四点半，我们就进入到七十个七的意象里面去了。
And in the coming service on Saturday 4:30 p.m. we'll enter into the vision of 77.
但是今天但以理他会认罪悔改，因为他从神的话看到了神的旨意，也看到了神的运气，所以他马上祷告。
The reason why Daniel had confessed and prayed for in repentance was because he had saw in this prophecy regarding a will and a promise of the Lord God.